Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Right here, right now, on this extraordinary Sunday in early February, and we're going to be talking about the February predictions. We're going to be continuing the conversation from our show yesterday. So if you did not catch Explore the Mysteries yesterday, hey, go on over to Sri and Kira Live, and Sri and Kira Radio.com, and you can catch that. It is already uploaded there because you'll want to catch up because there's just a lot happening.
And so we're streaming to you live today from bbsradio.com and onenesstalkradio.com. And we know that you can find us if you just click on the appropriate player.
Oh, yeah. And guys, let's not forget that you have the opportunity to call in. And hey, I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but maybe it's time for a super reading, huh? So anyway, I don't know if the lines are full or not, but let me give you the number. Ready? 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. Call in, get in the queue. It's a super Sunday for so many reasons, and we always enjoy sharing the love of this extraordinary audience. I also want to give a big old chat out to the chat room and OTR, Oneness Talk Radio. You guys rock. So much chat going on already. We love you.
And we are delighted that you are here and offering your love, your attention, and sharing your journeys. Because truly, it is a journey, is it not? Here we are, dancing with the energies of this time, dancing with our soul's intention, dancing with the ability to interpret, modulate, and otherwise deal with that which is in front of us and that which is within us. And so we want to say to you, you're doing great. You know, together we are making a difference in our own lives and in the lives of others because we are committed to the path of authenticity. And it is through the yoga of self-ascension that we continue to lift into ever greater levels or knowings of peace, love, and joy. And beloveds, we're inviting you to just relax, have that cup of tea or water or whatever you require, and be with us now as we explore the energies of February.
I'm sure if you have not yet, make sure you get today either to our channel, SriandKira.com, or to our channel at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the February video. There is so much in there, and we're basically kind of taking it from what we revealed there even further, because every week, we really feel that it's a gift if we can come together, share the energy of our week, and support each other through these extraordinary moments. Now, I also want to remind you, you can send your mini soul reading request to guest at shrinkcareradio.com. We do have a stack of email here, and we are going to be sharing some of that during today's show as well. And so, beloved ones, let's bring a hand to our heart. And I want to ask you, do you know what the cosmic flame practice is? And if so, are you doing it? Now, if you're saying, Kira, what is the cosmic flame practice? Let me share that after last week, remember we had on January 21, we had that big, huge supermoon experience. And ever since then, things have just been incredibly power-filled, manifesting it like in light warp speed. You know, that's the only thing I can say. And what I would share with you is this, that everyone is being called into what we are defining as super psychic experiences as we are getting ready for this moment of experience. And what's happening is that as we are all getting ready for this experience that's coming, we are each being invited to pay attention to the super psychic receptors that activate when we relax the mind of density that seeks to stop us from entering multidimensional space. Now, whew, breathe that one in.
And so multidimensional space is your natural environment. And your natural environment is one that is associated with the energy of love, of peace, and of connectivity. You know, it's important to recognize that your connectivity is an aspect of your consciousness. So let's explore that a little bit. As we are in this incredible period, we call it the escalator to ascension. As we are in this period of time, it's important to recognize that you aren't in Kansas anymore. And I say that with a smile on my face, but what I'm referring to is that which you had grown accustomed to must necessarily shift a little bit. And multidimensional space means that we have a new context for our life experience. So, for example, many years ago, you might have had a pretty good, stable way of looking at things, and yet there was a yearning for more. Now, the more has arrived, and there is possibly a yearning for some stability, or at least some reassurance that everything's going the way it's meant to go. And that's kind of where we're at here together as a collective. We're growing, we're evolving, and the context for our lives is shifting. We are growing as cosmic citizens, and the energies of the cosmos are, let's just say, they're quite different than the energies of density-based living.
And I'm sure you're noticing that, right? You've probably noticed that we are at a moment where everything is seeming almost unreal, right? There's this sense of, can this even be real? Is this really happening? And the reality is that, yes, it is. Now, here's the gift that's before us. And remember that just because a gift is offered does not mean everyone receives it, nor does it mean everybody even knows it's there, right? So each being, let's just start there, each being will absolutely be getting their needs met. And I think we all need to just allow ourselves to breathe and remember that.
And trust that each being is on their journey of unfoldment, their journey of resolution, and whatever their soul's intention is for the lifetime, they're underway.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we must look out in the world and trust that each is finding their way.
And as we do, let's get to some specifics about February. First and foremost, are you feeling the energy right now? This kind of propulsion, this kind of jet engine energy? Well, that's because we are in a moment of reinsertion, and it is a palpable shifting into a higher cycle. Now, one of the things that we really encourage you to do, and I started talking about earlier, was this cosmic flame practice. Now, if you don't know what that is, get to our website. Please go to shriankira.com. On the homepage, just scroll a teeny bit. Some of you are writing and saying, I can't see it. My goodness, guys, we made the picture so huge. And it says cosmic flame practice. Just click on it. And when you watch the video, take the time to watch the entire video, because we included in that video the ensoulment that we read on this show several weeks ago, and we went ahead and included the words so that you could really connect with the depth of this ensoulment, because I know a lot of us all have the same experience. We listen to ensoulments and we go so far out of body, sometimes we don't even know it was said, but we certainly have had the felt experience. And so we included that. Hey, Betty just put the link into our Oneness Talk Radio chat. Thank you, Betty. That was so kind of you. So there you go. Betty just put the link in there. Go watch this video. Now, hopefully this coming week, we also want to give a shout out to Lee Munch, who's come on board and is working on our Facebook, that we are bringing up a whole new and improved Facebook that's got a whole fresher feel to it. And we're going to be creating a group for all of you that are doing the 15 days on the beautiful cosmic flame practice. And we're sharing this because it's that important. Now, I have a question from Jess in the chat saying, do you think laying down while doing the cosmic flame is as effective? It seems to be easier on my eyes, which gets much tired. Yes, Jess, as a matter of fact, it's also a great way to have the 15-day commitment be kind of effortless, isn't it? Because the one thing that we all do every day and make time for is to lay down at night. And so that way we know if we've made this kind of agreement with ourselves, it works. And here's someone else that says, I'm doing it when I wake up and before going to bed. Awesome.
Excellent.
And starting to get the tissue paper visuals. Yay, glory. That is exactly what will happen for all of you. I promise you with all my heart and soul. some of you, every one of you will find what's waiting on the perfect timeline for you. So please do not judge yourself or think that you're doing something wrong. We are at a moment where anchoring in multidimensional presence is real, no matter how outlandish it seems. There is a ninth dimensional portal. We've been posting up again and again the graphic that we put up last year, guys. I mean, remember, we have been talking about this. I don't know anybody else that's actually been talking about it to this extent, that we start last year, we saw the opening, but this little moment is a gift from the universe. And I really want to focus on that because we haven't had the time to really focus on that in our other shows. And what does that mean? It means between right now and February 16th, you have an opportunity to really put into motion your dreams, everything that you have ever wanted, everything that you would ever have envisioned for yourself. And this is very easily attained through this slipping of the cosmic timelines. Because remember, my angels, that it's as, you know, the parallel timelines is not a woo-woo type thing. It's real, it's science, it's documented. And it's important to recognize that in that knowing, as the master, as the co-creative being in oneness with the divine harmony of the universe, everything that happens is within our realm of creation. All we need to do is say yes to it.
Saying yes is a whole lot more expansive than saying no. And sometimes we say no without actually knowing that we've said no. And what I'm referring to is the power of fear. Whenever there's fear or doubt in our lives, it will show up as a contraction. Our energy field contracts, our options contract, yet to parts of our being, whether it's the ego or the body, we feel a little more secure. Because saying no at times is saying I need a rest, or I need a respite, no more stimulation. However, it's important to remember that saying yes to the universe, yes to your soul, is opening gateways of opportunity, gateways of potentiality. One of the things that's going on right now is the recognition that the timeline is the energy behind the events. So don't look at events and think that that's the sequence. It's the energy behind the events that is associated with this time shift, time slip, what's going on. So as we relax into our highest vision, our highest trust, our highest potentiality, then we attract to ourselves the timeline, meaning the energies that will create the events which will allow us to display or act or be involved with that expression. Does that make sense? Because I'm hoping it does. As we trust our vision and our inner guidance ever more, we attract to ourselves the highest potential synergies.
Absolutely. And I want to share, first of all, our phone lines have been filled since the moment we got on with you today. So all of you on the phones, hold on. I promise we're going to get to all of you. And I also want to answer, there's another question in the chat right now. A couple things. First of all, beautiful Akil asked, is it the 16th or the 19th of February? It is the 19th. And my sincere apologies. I did misspeak on one of our shows. Guys, you know me in linear time. If I don't have my notes in front of me, so forgive me for that. The other thing I want to share is that I'm really excited to see how many of you are starting to see some of the experiences. Just love that you saw and felt the ninth dimension. And exactly what we're talking about, and I think this is why the Ascended Realms asked us to do this for two cycles of 15 days. With all my heart and soul, I believe that the first 15 days are about just relaxing the mind of density enough and then being able to get this opportunity put together as far as saying yes to the ninth dimension. And I'm excited for the second round of 15 days because this is why we want to put this group together, because I think there's an extraordinary, incredible miracle moment for everyone that's saying yes to anchoring. And that doesn't mean that if you're not part of the anchorship, you don't have your own miracle moments. It's just that There is an energy that is supporting the ascended upliftment right now. Now, there's a question here in the chat, Sri, from Kate, and she says, well, how do I mitigate overstimulation? And that's a great question, Kate. Thanks for asking.
Well, I have to ask you, how do you know you're overstimulated?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways people know they're overstimulated.
And the reason I ask that is sometimes we're being asked to stretch ourselves. Sometimes we're being asked to evolve outside of our comfort zone. Now, I'm not suggesting that you injure your capacity to live your life in any fashion. I am suggesting that you be very mindful of what's going on and ask your guidance. Is it time to take rest? Is it time to do something more typical for me?
And here are some actual suggestions. So here's the first thing that I would strongly suggest. Pay attention to what you're surfing on the web. Pay attention to the chat rooms that you're in. You know, I think you guys know that we operate on another channel on Saturdays. And to be honest with you, Sri and I don't enjoy the chat there, so we don't engage it. We have made a conscious choice to stay in the upliftment energy, to be with those who are sincere. And there is a blessing when we are skeptical. There is a, and I love, Archangel Zadkiel says that all the time, right? And so skepticism is a blessing when it's healthy and when it's coming from an aspect of help me understand. And then I think all of you listening know this, that there are, you know, like Kate saying, I dropped Facebook. So did we. And the only reason that we have this new page coming up is because we have been begged to do it by too many of the people who we are blessed to communicate with. And we have this beautiful woman, Lee, who is coming and helping to get that all put together. And so the key is that it is the addiction, and I'm going to use that word, it is the addiction to this massive amount of overstimulation that causes a lot of this. And so ways that you can do that, you know, for example, Sri and I do not have a TV hookup. We own a monitor that we use for movies, but we choose what we watch. We do not participate in ways with things that make us feel uncomfortable. And pay attention to your adrenaline. Pay attention to, is fear activated when you're engaging something? Is anger activated when you're engaging something? Bear in mind that even some music will call up those energies. And so paying attention to how you actually feel as you engage is a great barometer and a way to hone your mastery. And especially in this moment of multidimensional experience, you know, we had a YouTube comment that I want to talk about that came in on our, it did not come in on the recent one. I think it came in on the fourth dimensional collapse video, which if you have not watched that video in a while, please do. As a matter of fact, we're going to freshen it and republish it because it's just even more important now than the day we first put it out. And a woman had watched that video and she goes, oh my God, does that mean demons are real? I'm scared. Now, here's what we are intending through that sharing about the collapse of the fourth dimension. And for those of you that might not remember, the fourth dimension collapsed a while ago. I mean, this is not new information. However, the collapse of the fourth dimension led rise to this kind of jellified third dimension. Now, we talked all about this. Go back to our YouTube channel and go watch last year's revelations where we started talking about this and detailed it and charted it. And because of that, it became, I call it the candy coating shell, right? The fourth dimension became kind of that candy coated shell.
tightly wrapped around the 3D existence.
Exactly. And so the key is that we are all in this jellified third dimension, but only if we choose to be. You're here listening to this show. So that means that you have already chosen to move beyond. And so the energy of the fourth dimension that is entrapping the third dimension is like food. It is sucking on the third dimension.
Well, and it's accelerating dysfunction.
Yes.
You know, the fourth dimension is filled with dysfunctional energy. Now, I'm using that word in kind of the psychological sense, meaning it is filled with the energies of incompleteness and tragic ways of feeling powerful, you know, like addiction, For example, addiction is both an escape and an empowerment, or anger, or other types of severe emotional experiences. So the entities and the energies in the fourth dimensional field are very much wound up in that and seek participants who are engaging those energies. And so it's an interesting catch-22, so to speak, because a person who is struggling to heal themselves and be free of addictions or negative thinking, for that matter, must really stay the course.
Right.
Really,
right.
You know, and so I want to offer this to all of us. When you're having a dark night of the soul, or when you're having a depressed moment, anything that is other than truly buoyancy, we must make a choice in that moment to associate ourselves with that which is positive.
You know, one of the lines, and there's so many beautiful little Zadkielisms or other things that we have been so blessed to connect with over the past 17 years of public service that Sri and I have been out here. And one of the things that I really, with all my heart and soul, loved was when the Cosmic Essene came forward and said, "Nothing needs to die for you to live." Now, I really want you guys to take that in,
mm-hmm.
right? Nothing needs to die for you to live. And that has no, I'm going to say the word caveats, right? What it's about is saying that if we each live in our highest consciousness, then rules are no longer necessary because you're acting from your highest consciousness. Now, the reality is that as much as we would all love to believe that's going to happen on the third dimensional level, the key is that it's not. The third dimensional level is jellified. It has been surrounded and literally protected by the collapse of the fourth dimension. And none of us has the right to say it shouldn't be exactly the way it is. And I include myself and Sri among all of us, right? That is, you know, every being's needs are being met. Every soul is on its journey. Every voice deserves to be heard. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them all. And this is the gift of this multidimensional experience that's opening right now. And really quickly, I just want to share that we just had a question. When is the Crystalline Assumptions videos coming out? Hopefully, we'll post it next week. If we don't post it next week, I promise you it'll be up by the week after, because there's a lot to be talking about with that. And thank you for asking. And the app is coming out next week. We are so excited.
Yeah. You know, it's important to have a little mercy on everyone and everything.
Yes.
You know, the third dimensional experience, bless it. It's your grammar school. You know,
it's
like, okay, I went to this place and oh my goodness, the teachers were rough and the students were mean. And yet I cultivated something. I found out who I was as a result of being where I am not, so to speak. It's through contrast that we learn. And so the third dimensional reality is filled with heart-centered, brilliant souls who are covered with that jellified 3 and 4D reality. And little by little, they'll find their way. Empowerment is not worth beans unless you claim it for yourself. And so we must have patience with everyone and everything as they find their way, because then they have graduated. And frankly, let's hang out with the grads. You know, one of the things that I just keep coming back to in my own meandering, so to speak, is the lost books of the Essene.
Oh, yeah.
And the potency and the power and the simplicity of that message of those 12 lessons. And I just want to say that when the lion steps out of the woods.
Oh, yeah. Lesson 5, Lost Books of the Essene.
and you know what? You're probably stepping in and out of those woods several times on your journey.
We all did. We all did. Because until you anchor in the middle of the field, it's really a fascinating. And it continues to stay fascinating.
Well, absolutely. And so there's that transition zone where you can still see the woods and all your friends and family and everybody who's still dancing in that. And then there is the meadow where you see much more spaciousness. And then there's that sense of, I'm not sure I'm safe here. You know, am I being hunted? Am I being chased? You know, what's going on?
And you know what? All of those gifts help us. And I want to come back to February. I really
yes.
do, because we started talking about it. And again, I just want to share that Let's talk about the cycle within the cycle, because we are in what they call, and all of you on the line, stay on the line. We're going to take all of you after the break. So just stay on. You get nice, clear listening while you're on the phone. So here's what's happening is that we are in this cycle within a cycle right now. So because of that, what has happened is that in the past, we have had heavy, dense energy that has been effectively interfering through seeding greater fear, right? We saw the rise of the planetary thought body of fear. Well, now we've seen something that's gone, and we talked about this many months ago. The fear is leading to hopelessness for a lot of people, and then the fear is now leading to doubt. Doubt is the final nail in the coffin of your ascension. And so this is why we are all being given this blessing, this moment that everything has aligned so that between now and February 19th, you have the opportunity to not only readjust the parallel line that you're in, you have the opportunity to reignite your dreams, to reinsert into this timeline, refreshed, renewed, rejuvenated. And the reason that it's important to understand this is because we're going into Mercury retrograde for essentially the entire month of March. And the pre-shadow period begins March 19th, and we will not be clear until April 16th. So the gift is that you're actually, it's just really quite beautiful to witness, and it's the first time I've ever experienced this, that you're actually in the retrograde experience in reverse right now. And it's like the double negative equaling a positive. The key or the challenge is to stay focused on the multidimensional experience, to stay focused on the multidimensional expansion, and do the cosmic flame practice. If you're serious, if you really want to shift into the life of your dreams, and I know it sounds so silly, you need to help your mind of density accept and trust that you are shifting. And that means any little teeny voice that comes in and tries to stop you, any little distraction, someone who tells you how crazy you are or whatever else, all they're doing is playing their role perfectly because they're giving you the opportunity to say yes to you. And the universe has opened up this window, and we are all blessed to be together right now to receive it. This is a family. This is what family does. We say, hey, it's time. Let's do it.
Yeah, and we accept you just as you are right now. You know, one of the things about the cosmic flame practice, I think somebody mentioned this question to us yesterday, is eyes closed or eyes open. I want to say to you, eyes open is preferable.
Now, this is while you're doing the practice, just if you weren't sure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're eyes closed and we're trying to live our
life.
Well,
I'm not trying to say that there won't come a point in the practice where you just sort of let go.
Exactly.
Okay, so don't hang on to the rules for the sake of rules.
Exactly.
This is simply a suggestion, because what I know from my own patterning is that as I keep my eyes open, my vision begins to shift, and I enjoy learning how to relax my vision of 3D linear subject-object form and be in a more fluid experience with the outer world. And so that's what I'm getting from the practice. It's helping me relax that, because when I close my eyes, I open very much to all of the psychic experiences. But when my eyes are open, I've sort of become conditioned to be very 3D. And I'm looking forward in my own experience to blending that more, because there is a freedom that comes when we recognize the truth that everything is energy, and that we have the right and the ability to command the light and to empower our experience to be its highest potential.
Absolutely. And remember that you are the master. And, you know, I giggle as I say that, because I certainly did not need to say that to this group, because I know that you guys know what an extraordinary master-filled experience of this world you are having. Now, beloved ones, let's also talk about this second phase integration. What does that really mean? You know, why are we suddenly in a second phase integration? When was the first phase integration? Right. And so what's happened is that we are in a moment within a moment within a moment. And that makes complete sense when you start paying attention to the witness who is witnessing the witnesser, which brings us back to the witness. And so as we empower ourselves, as we do our part to say yes to that which we came to do, the universe in this moment is saying yes back, and it is an extraordinary moment. Now, we have a lot to share. We have a lot of callers. We have a lot of emails. And so we want to invite all of you. Why don't you bring a hand to your heart right now? And just from our heart to yours, Sri, why don't we offer all of us a mantra of self-ascension to just come together in this moment as a family of divine presence?
And before we do that, I want to just invite you to breathe deeply into your own heart center. And I want to share with you what Archangel Zadkiel said to me. And it was very simple. Sri Ramka, all will find their way home. And as we breathe into the truth that each being is on their journey and all will find their way home, let us think together. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Beloved ones, as you dwell in the temple of your own heart, we're going to take a little station break, and we're going to be right back after this message. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And one of the things I just want to say is I enjoyed that little break as we were just sitting here and breathing and feeling all of this beautiful community. I just felt my heart expanding, and I'm just so grateful that you are all here with us today. One of the things that I also want to encourage everyone listening is, as you're able to be able to tune into the chat room at onenesstalkradio.com, it brings a more visceral connection to this beautiful spiritual family that we share together, that we're acknowledging together. And we are delighted that you are spending time loving each other. And thank you for your love shared with Kira and I. We are truly grateful to be with you.
We really are. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to beautiful Glory, who's in the chat room right now over OTR as well. Angel, Sri and I read your beautiful email. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because part of it just feels highly personal. But I want you to know that I bow before you, my angel. And yes, I agree. Glory is your name. And thank you for honoring that gift. And Angel, I want to share right now for everyone that there are many around us. For example, you know, Sri and I think the most hate mail we get actually comes from Christian fundamentalists. And we just hit delete, and we do not post it at our YouTube channel because we really do feel that our YouTube channel should be a safe space of love and positivity. And honestly, it's really amazing how little hate mail we do get. However, years ago, Sri asked this question of the archangelic realms about this. And I love the answer that we got, and we share it with all of you. And it is this: there is nothing that we can or should do for anyone regarding their spiritual beliefs other than live ours to the fullest. And oftentimes it is the way that we live that will offer the greatest gift. And Archangel Zadkiel said it so well, if there is one sin, it is to interfere with the path of another or to allow another to interfere with our path. And what we have experienced, and when someone wants to get verbal or they want to come up and tell me all the reasons why I'm going to hell or all the reasons why what I'm doing is crazy or why we're possessed or whatever other experience is their experience, and they have the right to their experience. But I always share the same thing. I bring my hand to my heart, and with all sincerity, because I sincerely mean this, because they're playing their role perfectly, I share with them, thank you. Thank you for loving me enough to share your concerns with me. And please know that I love myself enough to trust my journey. And I end it right there, because you will never be able to engage. You can only be the one that you are. It is all about our presence, right? And so many times people polarize, or they say things that are, as the cosmic blue scene would call, the hunters in the woods, right? They try to stop us with their words. But here's the key. You don't need to say a word. You know, that's another, forgive me for just constantly quoting the archangelic realms, but they're so extraordinary. And another thing that they've often shared is a true master doesn't need to run around and say, I am a master and this is why. A true master lives mastery. Yes. Or the old Buddhist phrase, which I just love, you know, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. That's the gift. And when you model that, eventually, when they see that you're real, that this isn't a phase, that this isn't just something you're playing with, that you are honestly living a life that is bringing you the gift of divine abundance through who you are, oftentimes they relax because they see the truth of who you are rather than the overlay of the dogma. So, fabulous question. Thank you so much for asking, my angel.
Well, we truly are in a dynamic, beautiful experience
and
together.
And that's the gift of witnessing, right? That's the gift of this whole 2019 of a year of divine awareness. We're all becoming, you know, January was what? See the truth. February is what? Anchor in the dimension that serves your highest truth. This is exciting moments.
It is exciting moment. And with each revelation comes the incentive and the guidance to keep on walking forward. Because I just have known in my experience, it takes a little time. You know, we have to practice living an ascended life. It isn't just throw on a light switch and everything's glorious. It's like,
God, I wish that was true.
You know, getting a glimpse of the glory is enough to carry us through the dark night.
We love you guys. You know, guys, you just please hear. You fill our heart and soul. You are. You know, if you're wondering where the hope is for this planet, look in this chat room. Look in your heart and trust how amazing you are. Go ahead, Sri. I'm sorry. I was just overwhelmed.
It's truly a beautiful moment.
Absolutely.
And we have some beautiful people who have been hanging out on the phone line.
Thank you. You're amazing. We love you all.
So I tell you what, we're just going to start.
Let's do it.
I want to say hi to our first time caller first.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go.
Several of them. So let's just go the first timer.
The first timer on the list. We're heading to line two, and we'll say hello to Denise from New Jersey.
Namaste, Denise. Welcome.
Namaste. Aloha, Sri and Kira. Thank you for taking my call. I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh, so are we, my angel.
Go ahead.
How does this work? Should I just ask a question?
Sure, you can do whatever you like. This is your moment. We are here to serve you.
Well, I just want to say thank you for all your information. You know, it's hard navigating this by oneself, and it's nice to know that you're not alone, because, you know, you do feel alone. And it's nice to find the answers that you're searching for when you don't kind of know what's happening with your body, when the sounds come through your ears, or when your skull starts to turn into a diamond shape and you don't know why, and you're asking people to, like, feel your head, because you've never had these ridges before and you don't know where they came from.
Oh, Angel, my heart is so big around you. You know, we get it. And, you know, that's why Sri and I do what we do, because we were blessed. You know, one of the first things Archangel ever said to us, Archangel Zachiel ever said to Sri and I was, they said, you will have each other for this journey. And thank God, because there was no one. And as Sri and I hit our 17th year, we see so many of you beautiful angels coming forward. And if we don't bow before you and say thank you and help you, then why bother doing what we do? So I'm so glad you found everything like this. This is awesome.
Yeah, just, you know, when things start happening or comes up for me that I don't know what it is, I just Google. And of course, you came up with ascension symptoms and things like that. And that's where I found the answer to the ridges of the cranium. And I know you answered that question for me because I emailed it to you. And they said that you answered me on one of your shows, but I haven't found that show yet.
Go ahead, honey.
I didn't know why it was changing and what the purpose was in the future. But I'm just happy to be able to be doing this. And in dream state, I have felt myself navigating different dimensions and going through different portals and talking to the council before I even knew what the council was. So I'm looking forward to the time when I can actually bring that back with me in physical form.
Well, you know what? I just want to say, I'm so glad you were our first caller today, because you are literally, I just want to share with you, as I gaze at you right now, you have got all of the dimensional fields around you right now. It's like you're standing inside a circle of a circle of a circle, and I'm watching you, and it's like you're inside laughing. You're like, this is great. And you're much further ahead than you're aware of. Do the cosmic flame practice, because I think that's the only thing left for you to actually do what you were just talking about. And I sincerely, with all my heart and soul, honor you and thank you for sharing. And you know, I believe the show, now I know the letter you're talking about. I think we actually did your show on Soul Mirror 2 weeks ago. Not this past Thursday, the Thursday
before. Radio.
I'm pretty sure it was our. So that would be the most recent Soul Mirror that is still posted. So if you go to shrinkyourradio.com.
You go to Soul Mirror Radio and look at the archives.
Yeah, and or Soul Mirror or shrinkyourradio.com on the homepage, the most current Soul Mirror would be that show, wouldn't it? Or no, Shri?
No. Okay. So go to soulmirrorradio.com and look at the archives there.
Yeah, and Angel, you're doing great. You're doing great. So thank you for the gift of connecting with you today.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And I want to share with you, everybody at the chat is saying beautiful things, that you are so brave and that, you know, yes, keep going. So thank you, Angel. We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. We love you, honey. Bye-bye. Ooh, all right. Wow. All right. Well, you know, I'm just feeling so much love. It's almost whelming. You know, I'm not going to say overwhelming, because how could we ever be overwhelmed? But and thank you guys for saying you also found us by Googling ascension symptoms. And remember, the new ones are coming out next week, hopefully by the end of next week.
I'll tell you what, we've got another first timer holding.
Let's do that.
And I think she's on line five. We're looking for Courtney from Maui.
Courtney from Maui.
Aloha.
Aloha, Angel. Namaste. Welcome.
Namaste. I was able to get on. Anyhow, I'm really thriving with your support in so many directions. And I'm also feeling the hopelessness and the other things that are coming into this really deepening of clarity for me. Mm-hmm. And I've been almost having this FOMO, this fear of missing out. But today's lecture has really helped me slow down a little to integrate everything that has happened. I was one of those 100 that were on for the New Year's Eve. And yes, it's been a very eventful January for that. And so I would like some more support or clarity with a soul reading if you love that as well. Thank you.
Oh, Angel, thank you. First of all, I just want to thank you for the incredible gift of the connection you and I were just having while you were talking. I want you to, my hands are still in prayer position and my head is bowed. And I want to ask you if you can get into that position with me and just feel, I want you to receive the conversation we had that was just between you and I. And they are also showing me you in this beautiful, it's like, we used to call them mantillas in the Catholic faith, only it's kind of like a sheer cream color gauzy material. And it looks like it has beautiful green leaves all around the edges. And a couple of them are like sprinkled around it. And I keep seeing you and you're sitting, you're gazing out. The ocean is there, but it's not real close to you. And you're in this position, and all I keep hearing is, my beloved one, do not forget that you are a kahuna. And they keep saying that it is a time of stillness and a time of action. It is a time of great integration and a moment that will call away your breath for just a second. And when you restore the breath again, you will gaze up and see that which has been waiting for you. Lift your hand up now, and I will take yours, and together let us continue this journey. Mahalo. Oh, I need to recuperate.
Much love to you, dear.
Oh. Mahalo.
Let's all take a breath.
Is she okay?
Are you doing all right, dear Courtney?
Yeah, that was. Yes. Mahalo.
You're welcome.
Oh,
much love.
Thank you for mirroring and seeing and demonstrating and witnessing. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
I love you, honey. I can't stop crying.
Okay. Well, as all of us in the community are sharing this energy, and truly, it's important to bring our presence and to breathe.
I need you guys to breathe. I can't breathe. I need the whole community to breathe right now. Wow. Whew. You know, guys, this is, and I think maybe it's because I was on with Courtney directly like that, but you guys know that New Year's Eve, we had this strong interference energy that stopped our broadcast from going out to the 1,000 people. We had had room for 1,000. We had a little more, over 1,000 registered. Only 100 got to be there. And it was very strong energy. We had a lot of people send us some horrible hate mail and call us some interesting things, and that's okay. Everybody's needs are getting met. But what I want to say right now is that these micro-ensoulments have been getting so regular and so intense. And so I thank you, Courtney, for calling that in for all of us today. And I'm grateful to all of you that are breathing with me right now, because I need to tell all of you, this is different than the way I've done this for all these years. There is something shifting in Sri and I as well. We are all anchoring in this new dimensional experience. And without all of you, we could not do what we're doing. So with all my heart and soul, we are one, and I really bow before you all and thank you. And I'm still needing to get my breath back. And those of you in the chat room, you're making me cry even more. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing of you. Thank you. Wow.
Whew, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I know we have more callers. Give me a second to breathe again. See, this is part of that multidimensional anchorship. And any of you that are feeling dizzy right now, or any of you that are feeling the vibration right now, roll with it, breathe with it, stay in it, because this is how we anchor. This is how we move forward. And remember, we are literally in a worldwide net right now. And I believe with every one of our shows now, as I'm sharing that, Sri, I'm feeling like almost a sledgehammer being thrown toward my heart. So I'm setting up just an energy of protection. I'm releasing that. And so all of you, I want you to bring your hands to your heart right now and remember that you are the divine in form.
And breath is the gateway to healing, to freedom, and to your lift. It's so important to bring attention to your breath.
Yeah.
Because the breath not only tells you what's going on, it's also your gateway.
Yeah.
You know, one of the highest forms of living in body, highest isn't the right word. Let me rephrase this. One of the ways in which you can discover the spiritual truth while still in body is to practice breath practices, let go of food, and learn how to bring prana in on the breath.
You know, Sri and I were blessed to do that for 40 days when we first got together. It was one of the first things Archangel Zadkiel asked us to do after we founded Tosa Ranch, our first Tosa experience with a community. And for 40 days, literally, we fasted and learned how to breathe and you know, as far as in through our medulla and all of that. And there is a moment right now where we are all able to find that which is good for us. And I just want to say that, oh, interesting. I'm watching all of you in OTR, and thank you. Yeah, the energy is so high that we have been blowing up technology all weekend long. This is part of that super psychic connection that I keep thinking is going to end, but what I'm seeing is it's 5-day cycles. I thought it ended after 5 days, and no, that just completed the first 5-day cycle.
First
I don't know how many 5-day cycles we're going to be in. I'm hearing it could be up to 5, but I will share with you that it's a powerful moment. And so, Sri, why don't we say hello to another caller?
Sure, sure. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a caller on line one that's been waiting a while. Let's say hi to Susie from Maryland.
Namaste, Susie. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kara. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
I accidentally called, but I'm going to definitely ask for a mini soul reading. I'll be 65 February 23rd. My dark night of the soul feels so, so strong in the morning more than any other time. I wake up, it's like, oh, well, what happened? But I am in a lot of fear, and I'm so grateful for your guidance, but sometimes, no buts, and sometimes it just feels overwhelming. I'm going to use that word. Yeah, I am committing to the practice. Haven't started, but I am committing. But yes, I would love a mini soul reading for my 65th coming up. Yeah, I'm feeling extremely ungrounded right now. I'm very spacey. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Angel, first and foremost, here's what I want to share with you. I have my hands on your feet. So I'm just kind of right down here on the floor with my hands on your feet. And I want you to just feel this energy of restoration. This is not me. They're saying that they wanted you to know that it was my hands that you're feeling on your feet right now. But the energy that's coming through me just keeps saying Melchizedek. I just keep hearing Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Melchizedek. And I'm feeling this very profound crystalline light pouring through my body and through my hands into your feet right now. And they're saying, beloved one, are you ready to move forward again? Are you ready to say yes to the next step? You have been waiting for this moment, and a time of great illumination is before you if you choose to say yes. All you need to do is breathe up this energy and feel the support that we have brought to you. You are now ready for the next step. You are now ready to grow. Remember that dream. And they're saying, put on your crown and stand up tall. Smile and turn around because you're ready to step forward again. And this is actually the moment you've been waiting for. And so it is. I am honored to be with you at this moment. And my hands are vibrating. My body is shaking. And I do feel a heaviness in my heart. And we're all working on releasing that for you right now. And so happy, happy birthday, Angel. I'm so honored to share it with you. Many blessings.
Thank you. My body is vibrating as well.
Yeah, honey, breathe it up. Breathe it up because they are offering you they're offering you a second life. They're saying you're literally ready to stand up and start a whole new life.
Yes.
And so let it be extraordinary. And don't you love your divine timing? I mean, it's a miracle you got through. It's a miracle, the timing. You are the miracle in form. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you.
Namaste.
All right. I'll tell you what, we've got a first timer that's been standing by. Let's say hi to her. We're going to go to line two and welcome Gina from Philadelphia.
Hey, Gina. Namaste, Angel.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to just breathe, like you said earlier. I'm so honored. Thank you so much for all that you do and all the love you pour out into the world. And I'm just so honored. I'm calling this is my first time. I would love a soul reading or any messages for me in this moment.
Well, Gina, I am so honored. Oh, honey, you are really something else. Wow. And I'm smiling from ear to ear, and I just love that you're like the culminating caller today, because that's what's going on around you. There are these little gold stars, but they're in all different types. Like there's 5-pointed stars, there's 8-pointed stars, there's cosmic stars, and it's just like they're all around you going, when did you forget your star? And they're saying, how would a star act? And what would a star say? And they're saying that anytime you ever doubt, remember the star you are. And right now, I'm literally reaching up my right hand to the sky. And I want you to do that with me if you can. I have my left hand on my heart. And all of you, if you want to do this with us. And they're saying, see it? They're saying, reach for that star right now. And if you need to close your eyes, do it. And reach your hand up, grab that star, bring it in, and marry it, meld it into the hand that's already on your heart. And wow, as I'm doing that, the heat is literally blowing out my back. And they're saying, you're ready. You're a star. You are ignited. Now go do it. And so it is, my angel. I am so happy to know you. This is a blessing. Many blessings to you. Thank you, angel.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel it. Thank you.
Thank you. We all feel it. Thank you from all of us. We love you, Ani. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if there's ever anybody needs a little proof that we're all connected, just relax.
Just relax and feel what you feel during this show. I agree. Because with this audience, how can you lose? My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the reflections and the amplification of the one energy, the divine love that permeates through all the reflections.
My heart is on fire. I'm so excited. Wow, guys. What a burning fire of love. I love it. Ooh, I love it. What a great way to culminate this show. Well, and guys, we have so much more show to go. So you're just going to have to join us next week.
We're going to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, baby.
And until we have that joy of being with you live next week, breathe deeply, use your breath, trust your soul, and may you really know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.